As a public speaker,
I have knowledge to share and thrill others as others light their candle by that wisdom.
This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with a thought for today. As a public speaker, I have knowledge to share and thrill as others light their candles by that wisdom. When we talk to people, we share with them what our values are and what we believe. This morning we were just discussing a movie that we had watched last night, and in the movie there was a lot of swearing. In the movie there was a lack of family value. The woman had many different lovers, and she had one man as one of her lovers who was married, not respecting his marriage and his life, and she had a 10-year-old daughter who was involved in all this activity and knowing what's going on and things like that, and many other aspects to it. And the movie itself was well done. It was well portrayed. It was, what would you say, technically properly done in every way. But it was against the values of family. It was against the values of respect for the homosexual community. It was against the values of respect for family life. It was against the values of lots and lots and lots and lots of things we could go on, and that's not our purpose to go on. But as a public speaker, it's my responsibility to prepare and give values to people that will illumine their lives, that will be a candle that lights their wisdom within them, and not one that encourages them to be contrary to the society in which we're living. I think one of the tremendous things that we have to consider as human beings is that we have chosen to live, let's just say, on planet Earth, for want of a better way of saying it. Now, Ingeborg, where do you choose to live on planet Earth? In the Bahamas?
Wherever I live, I'm in paradise.
Great. Now, Ellen, where do you choose to live on the planet Earth? You choose to live in China?
Yes.
All right. Now, Esther, where do you choose to live? Do you choose to live in Japan, in Germany, in Switzerland?
Yes.
Now, she's pointing to her heart. She says, "I live in my heart." Well, I think that's good too. Now, Sylvia, where do you choose to live? Do you choose to live at the North Pole?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Now, Ingeborg, where did you choose to live?
I said paradise.
Thank you very much. There's nothing much I can say there. Ellen, where did you choose to live?
In China.
Now, Ellen, what sort of culture does the Chinese people have? Do they have a culture that teaches the value of the individual? Do they have a culture that teaches the value of family and of children? Do they have a culture that teaches, what is that term they use, human rights? Human rights? Do they have that? No, they don't. They don't have those cultures. Now, so when you're living there and you're against the fact that they're not respecting your human rights, you should say, hey, this is the culture I'm living in. And when you start searching out human rights in that culture, what's going to happen?
I have difficulties.
You have difficulty because you're not harmonious with your culture. And what you are the within. All right. You, Esther, you have chosen the rottenest thing you could ever choose. You want to be within yourself. Now, what is within yourself? Is within yourself peace, purity, happiness, health, harmony, and goodness?
Yes.
And other things, and other things like that.
And that I am.
That's great. Now, do you ever violate peace, health, harmony, happiness, good right action and stuff? Do you ever violate that?
No.
No, God said dunk. You know, She can say no, but we know that she does. Whenever she says, I can't do something, whenever she says, I'm hungry, whenever she says, I'm dirty, I need a bath, whenever she says, I need to brush my teeth, whenever she says, I need a drink of water, she's violating all those things, because if you are all those things, you are all those things. You are clean. You are healthy. You are absolutely wonderful. And we're having an interesting little time here on our, let it go. Are we coming through? Sure, we're coming through. My goodness sakes. Our computer screen is dancing here saying, alert, 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 there is a virus loose somewhere. Virus, go away.
Clean computer.
So, if it takes, it takes. Now, you see, Esther thinks she is so smart and so intelligent, saying within. But she doesn't realize she has chosen the community that's the most difficult to live in. It's easy to live in China and know the rules and cooperate with them. It's easy to live at the North Pole and know the rules and cooperate. What do you eat primarily at the North Pole? Blubber, you know. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. But the thing is, when you live within yourself, then you are the police. You are the one who determines that you're always doing the right thing. That's the toughest. As a public speaker, I have knowledge to share and thrill as others light their candle by that wisdom. When you realize that within you is all knowledge, you see, and you are responsible for everything you do, you're responsible in every way, then what happens? You cannot blame anybody else. You cannot say, this is not fair, it's, my marriage isn't working out, my life isn't being put together, this isn't, well, it's you. It's us. Whenever something's not going right in our life, it's us. It's our attitudes. It's our way of looking at things. And we're so silly. We're so silly. Because we have chosen to live in China. We have chosen to live at the North Pole. We've chosen to live within ourselves. We've chosen that. And Ingeborg says, I live in paradise. And I personally would not like to live in the paradise that Ingeborg is living in. Because in the paradise that Ingeborg is living in, she has some mental attitudes that are not very nice. She has a mental attitude that somebody else is causing her distress. And that is terrible. When you believe that somebody outside of you is doing something to you, there's not much you can do about it. But when you believe that you're the creator of that person outside of you who is doing whatever you're doing, then you can do something about it. But when you believe that they are separate, like if God is outside of you, if anything's outside of you, you have no opportunity to do anything about it. So we want to be careful how we share our wisdom. Because if you teach a child to be themselves and have fun, just go and do any damn thing they want, they'll go and do anything they want, which may not be beneficial for them. But if you teach them to follow their parents, listen to what they tell them for the first 18 years to be a member of the family, be a member of the community in good standing, then when they go off on their own to do whatever they please, they will do things that will be beneficial to them. They'll do things that will be uplifting to them. You see, it's tough to be a parent, because as a parent you feel that the children should be themselves and have fun. And it's tough to be a child, because as a child you feel you should be yourself and have fun. But as a parent, you have taken on the responsibility of raising that child and training that child in the way that you have gone, in the way that you believe. And if that way that you believe is not all so good, well, that's not too good for the kid. If that way you believe is very good, then that's good. But you see, when you have some sick ideas about what's right and what's wrong, then that is inculcated into your children. And then your children carry on that sick attitude through other things. Now, you were black. And so you say, all whites are bad. All whites are bad. All whites are bad. And so we want to dispose of all whites. Now, that's a big job, isn't it? Now, wouldn't it be better to say, all blacks and all whites are wonderful, beautiful, fantastic? And if you start saying that, then you end up going contrary to what society says. But society cannot fault you. You're going against what they say, but they cannot fault you. Because, you see, as I grew up, there were many traditions and many attitudes in culture that today are no longer there. And at that time when they were there, they were just accepted and lived accordingly. But today, you wouldn't dare do the things that we did as we were growing up. And it's a good thing, but that's the change that comes along. Now, did we have a better society then than we do now? Or do we have a better society now than we did then? No. Just remember one thing. You live in the society that you're in, and you call the society you're in good and very good. And never once do you pick on it. Never once do you try to change it. And you say, everyone in my world is harmonious. You don't say, just the Italians are not harmonious. You know? You don't say, just the Germans are bad or something like that, or just the poor people or the rich people. Oh, the rich people, boy, you can find a lot of fault with them, you know. But when you become a rich person, then you no longer think that way, do you? You have a whole different attitude. And when you are living in China, you think of the Chinese. When you live in Polynesia, you think that. When you live in New Zealand, you think it's a New Zealandite. You know? But you see, what you must do is, even though you think as they do, you do not think contrary to yourself. If in Babidi Baba, which is a new country I just created, if in Babidi Baba they feel that once a woman has a child, then you can kill the woman, you know. And so that gets rid of extra feeders, you know. And that's not your thinking. That's not your attitude. So you don't say, Babidi Baba doesn't kill women anymore. What you say is, women and men are living long, happy lives in Babidi Baba. Children live long, happy lives. And then you put a new cause in motion. You're not going against anything. You're just bringing out a new facet. And in bringing that new facet, then the women are no longer killed. And people live a long, happy, harmonious life. Accentuate the positive. Build up the positive attitudes. Live in accordance with the positive attitudes. And watch how your world is a pure reflection of what you believe about yourself. Because as a public speaker, I have the knowledge to share, and I thrill as others light their candles by that wisdom. And if the wisdom is not beneficial, we have to be careful. So let our wisdom be beneficial and a blessing to the world. Have a lovely day, and I love you, I love you, I love you. Now, this is interesting.
Yeah,
it says I should start it. So apparently...